How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
The Burt Show.
So, Abby, there's some more tension now between some members of the youth group on this show.
Has nothing to do with the youth group, actually.
Okay. Oh.
While we're on the topic of apology tours, this feels very fitting because apparently there's somebody in this studio that I need to apologize to, maybe? Huh? But I need to ask this person if there's something I have to apologize for. Let me back things up a little bit. So with the show coming to an end on October 24th, which is next week, I decided to do some things that I haven't done really consistently on The Burt Show while I've been on here. And I make a point to avoid the comments like the plague. I don't want to know what they're saying. I don't really, it's not my business. If there's something somebody needs to tell me, they will send me an email or we'll have a meeting.
The comments in the studio or the comments in the station?
The comment on the Facebook page.
Oh, on Facebook.
Like on the Burt Show Facebook page. Like when we post videos and stuff and people comment, I don't need to see what's going on. That is none of my business. But I got a little morbidly curious because I'm like, you know, I wonder what people have been saying about me all this time. And I also have to go back and like pull clips, you know, apply for jobs, all that kind of stuff. And so I was like, let me just see like what the people on the Facebook comments are saying.
Why would you do that to yourself?
I was just morbidly curious. I'm like, who knows the next time I'm going to be on a public platform this big where people are going to have random opinions about the things that I say or whatever. And of course, like wasn't completely surprising some of the things that were said. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to...
She talks about Taylor Swift.
And then I kept seeing a couple of comments over and over again that people have a perception of me that I've got beef with somebody in the studio. And I am coming out to say that I don't have beef. But if you think I have beef, I would like to apologize for you thinking that I have beef with you.
Okay, so just... to get the math right here, was this one comment, two comments, five comments?
It's probably like 10 or 11 comments.
Oh, really?
On a bunch of different videos. And I went way, way back. I mean, I'm looking for stuff that I got to pull to show off to different managers or whatever. I'm like, please hire me, please. I have to feed my cats. So I went through a lot of different videos and I thought, oh my God, I had no idea that maybe this person had a perception that I didn't like them.
I am so perplexed because I have no idea.
Uh-uh. Well, the people think I don't like Burt.
Oh, really?
Join the club.
I have seen so many comments of accusing me of being like some secret hater and calling you out on purpose to make you look bad because I don't like you for some reason. If it cuts to me on a Facebook video and I'm just staring at you, because that is 50% of my job is just staring at you all day and listening. If I don't have like a pleasant expression on my face, the people think I'm like snarling at them. And I'm like, oh my God, like trust me, if I had beef, you would know. I'd be bringing it up as a personal story. I would be pitching it week by week by week to get the pot stirring. I got no beef with you. But the reason I'm bringing this up is not because I feel like I need to placate to the Facebook commenters. On Friday, you brought up the fact that you thought that maybe I was bored listening to you.
Because you're yawning every time that I say anything.
But no.
I'm
just tired, Bert. It's exhausting waking up this early.
Well, what I didn't realize, because you left the studio and Kristen's like, I am shocked that this is the first time that you have noticed this. She has been doing this since the start of since she started with The Bert Show. I never noticed. I guess I haven't looked at y'all this entire time.
I don't think you have, but I was... on top of the Facebook comments and also the perception of me yawning a lot on Friday, I'm like, oh my God, does this guy think I like absolutely hate his guts and I'm just bored by everything he said? So this is my apology for other people's perception of me hating you. Yes. And if you thought that I hated you, I'm sorry.
I have felt that so much that I spent the bulk of my time off the Bert Show calling to get you another job. That's how much I absolutely hate you.
That is exactly what I was presenting.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Kylie Jenner is bringing back an iconic era of the Kardashians for her new makeup collection. But before we get into that, I want to talk about something I'm really excited about. And that's the fact that Bridgerton just dropped its new release date for season 4. We've been waiting for this. I have been sitting on the edge of my seat waiting for Shonda to give me season 4 of Bridgerton. Because they like to draw these seasons out. Like, from the last time we got a season 1 was a year and a half ago. And the fact that we now have to wait until 2026 is brutal.
Well, now that we know and everybody knows who Lady Whistledown is, like, what's the focus going to be on, and which couple are we focusing on? Because I know they typically have a character that they do the show around, or it will center around.
Well, the show will remain the same. It's about hot people doing it in fancy old ball gowns. But this season is going to be all about the second oldest Bridgerton son. His name is Benedict Bridgerton. And it is like a Cinderella retelling is what I've been told. But I like to read the book right before the season comes out. So I haven't read the book yet. So the season for season 4 is set to come out on January 29th. And then Netflix is doing that annoying thing where they only release half the season. So you have to have another month of subscriptions. Mm. And then the second half of season 4 will come out in February, about a month later.
Wait, Bridgerton started as a book?
You didn't know that?
No. I didn't. I swear to God.
You didn't know that Bridgerton was a book series?
Maybe they wrote the book after the show came out.
No, I didn't know there was a book. This is how I'm revealing to you that this is all based off of a series by a woman named Julia Quinn.
That I didn't
know. No clue. They were like Harlequin romance novels. No, it started with... Really? And they pretty much went in order, but they had to switch up some of the seasons because they decided to do one book earlier for season 3, and that was a whole controversy, and so now they're switching things up. So we're almost wondering how are they going to do season 4 because they've changed so many things in the books already.
No, I just thought this was Shonda's fascinating imagination, and she just came up with all of this.
No, Shonda has taken a source material and made it even more than it already was.
For sure.
But it was based off of a book series that you can read, Kristen.
I didn't know that.
And you can start October 25th. You'll have plenty of time. So, big news in the Bridgerton world.
Gotcha.
Season 4 coming out January 29th.
Yeah, now, I missed that memo.
I feel like every big celebrity or every big athlete, they have like that era. When you think back to them and their prime, you're like, oh my God, I forgot about Tom Brady in 2011. And that's the year he won the Super Bowl for the third time or whatever. When you think back to an athlete or a celebrity in their prime, everybody has that moment. And for Kylie Jenner, there is an era of her life that is called the King Kylie era that people who are fans of the Kardashians view as like her most iconic era. She was starting to get into fillers and makeup and fashion, and she started dyeing her hair a little bit blue, and it's just kind of like this edgy Tumblr era for this Gen Z superstar. And so now she's bringing back King Kylie via a Snapchat video that she recently posted showing off the fact that she is going to be putting out a new collection later this month for the 10-year anniversary of her Kylie lip kits.
After all this time, you still don't have an alibi.
You understand how that looks, right?
I'm gonna be frank with you. Although he's frank, don't get confused.
I'm frank.
I'm frank.
There's really no way out of this for you.
We've got you on multiple counts and being the baddest on earth. Slaying 24/7. Just being an all-around impressive young lady.
Yeah. Not to mention you completely flipped the entire cosmetics industry on its head.
Flipped it.
Got anything to say for yourself? Any last glossy words of wisdom?
My lips are sealed.
So the new collection comes out October 18th. So if you are a fan of King Kylie, that'll come out later this week. Very exciting for the Gen Zers.
She nails the PR boxes. Her PR boxes are always top notch.
Have you gotten PR boxes from Kylie?
No. I just online. You're seeing people get them and like doing the unboxing and stuff like that. Like she does. It's quality.
It's quality. All right, Cardi B is apologizing for fans for asking them to buy her album because she knows that life's expensive.
So how the f*** up one bedroom, white refrigerator, is $1,500 in High Bridge? I don't know how people surviving. I am so sorry for asking y'all to buy my album. And this is how the economy is right now. That, like, the rent is so high and crazy in the Bronx. No matter where, I am so sorry.
makes a lot of sense, you know, coming out being like, hey, I know I've asked you to spend $10 on my album, and I understand that some of y'all are just trying to put food on the table. So maybe it's a little tone deaf to be like, hey, buy this new album out.
Yeah, I was not worried, but I was like, she's going to get some backlash with the way she was like promoting the album and saying like, you know, I got to feed my kids, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, we know that's how you make a living, but you're in a pretty good spot right now. So to
say that.
She
isn't just in a pretty good spot. She's in an insane spot. I saw her house in Buckhead the other day, and I was like, that's where she lives.
Uh-huh. So to say, like, you know, the way she made it, like, she was in dire straits when it came to her finances, and I knew people were going to be like, girl, like, seriously, like, this is how I'm living, and you need to recognize.
I do think she's very authentic, though.
Yeah.
I think when she's saying this, she's like, you know what, sometimes, you know what, because she used to live like this, and now she's Cardi B, but sometimes you can get soft, for sure, you start living your celebrity bubble.
And it's to be fair, maybe she was just joking, being like, listen, I gotta pay rent for my kids, or whatever, and you make that joke, and you realize, oh, I understand how, you lose sight of how you're viewed by other people, because in your mind, you're still Cardi B from the Bronx, or whatever, and people don't view you as that anymore. They view you as Cardi B, the multimillionaire.
And I do think she was saying it in jest. I just think sometimes a joke hits a little too close to home to people, and they wanted to make sure they had their voices heard.
The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Cassie told us a really beautiful story earlier on about her mom's funeral, and now she's about to mess it all up.
Hear me out. It is weird, but I think it could be really cool. I just would never know. So my husband, it's something I want to do, but surprised me by bringing this beautiful navy blue leather-bound notebook, journal, thick one, like at least like, I don't know how many pages you would say this is, 200, 100, something like that, of lined paper with a fleur-de-lis on the front, a metal fleur-de-lis, which my mom lived in Louisiana. Fleur-de-lis is really important to us. If you don't know what it is, it's, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just the thing with 3 points that you see in Mardi Gras parades, right?
I think when you think of New Orleans, that's a thing, like the emblem you think of.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is beautiful. So we put it out at the memorial service so people could write down a memory that they had with my mom that we could kind of like just keep forever for a keepsake. And of course, they wrote down memories, but it's not like there were 200 people at the memorial service. So we've got this beautiful leather bound book with like 20 pages filled out, and then the rest are blank, as expected. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, what a waste of a gorgeous notebook. Oh, I mean, no. I'm not going to use it for my own chicken scratch writings. Like it's special, but I also don't want it sitting mostly empty forever. So I told Chad, I was like, what if we made this our family's book of death? And he's like, what is wrong with you?
Oh,
and
I'm let's hear you out.
Hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime someone in the family dies, it's morbid, but it's meant to keep their memory alive. Anytime someone in the family dies, we bring this book, and that's where the memories are written down. And then it gets passed down through the generations. So like in 2 or 3 generations, people will be able to look back and read all these really cool stories and memories about people on their family tree that they've never, ever met.
I think it's a great idea. I think we need a little rebranding on the title.
Well, Book of Mormon was taken, so.
And you're not Mormon.
Yeah.
Just Book of Life. You're talking about life. Their lives.
Yeah, man, that sounds like really happy and not mysterious and witchy. I'm like, Book of Death. Like, isn't that be cool? Like, your kids read the will and they're like, what is the Book of Death?
Yeah.
And it's just this lovely celebration of life. Fine, we'll rebrand it. But still, I thought it was such a cool idea, and I'll never see like the full fruition of it. But I imagine, like, if I were to receive some leather-bound book that's been handed down for generations in our family, and I was able to open a random page and read about, like, I don't know, great Uncle Phil and his time in Vietnam or whatever. Kristen, you always talk about the coolest stories that your dad used to share. And I'm like, this is, and learning so much about my mom at her memorial about things I had no idea from about her life. I'm like, this would be such a cool idea, but everyone thinks I'm a weirdo.
I don't think you're a weirdo.
I don't think you're a weirdo. I think it's a beautiful idea.
I think you're weirdo for other reasons, but not this one.
That's fair.
Because I come from a family of disconnections, and everybody in on both sides of my family really big on estrangements, man. I mean, family was never a big deal. They cut each other off of money. They cut each other off for just one thing that might have been said at a Hanukkah dinner or whatever for years and years and years. I don't know the history of anybody in my family at all. My dad, when he was on his deathbed, told me about his life in the Navy, and we got, I really got a really good snapshot of who he was. I don't know of anybody in my family that has done anything.
Yeah,
none.
That's why, and it made sense. I was talking to my Uncle David about this, and he's like, well, you know, I don't really talk to my son about my life. It's not something a lot of parents do, and that's also on me for not asking more, but also my family is, like, weird and emotionally repressed, and we don't talk about things like that. But I'm like, how nice would it be for those stories to continue to get told in some way and to live on through the generations, just to have some, like, curiosity about your own family, or just to read about these little snippets of someone's life that is not important enough to end up in a history book, but important enough for the family.
I'm a little jealous. There has to be a middle ground, because the pendulum swings from one end to the other. So, like, that British sensibility or whatever, not really talking, sharing, blah, 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 whatever. Well, when you got a Southern mama from Kentucky, every time I go home, I'm getting a tour around the house of, like, what items I can and cannot throw away, because this belonged to your great-grandmother, and she has, like, this little marble. This belonged to your grandfather. This was the marble that he played with when he was four, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to put a note in here. You can't throw it away. Everything in our house, you talk about a book of death. Everything in our house is just items of death.
So you can open a museum.
I 1,000% can, and I know all the things I'm not allowed to throw away because it belonged to somebody important.
This might be fun if you guys want to get in on the show right now. Who is the most impressive person on your family tree? Like, who would be like, no way! 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Do you guys have anybody on your family tree that you might know about and what their history is?
Cunegunda.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Who's she?
Do tell the story.
Old Aunt Cooney. I don't know anything about Aunt Cooney, but I have a book of Klingshern history, so it's on my dad's side. But yeah, there was a woman by the name of Cunegunda, and the joke was my dad was contemplating naming me Cunegunda Klingshern.
Kind of has a ring to it.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? Who's the most important person on your family tree?
So for me, the only person I can think of is my dad's dad. His name is James Murphy. He goes by Jim. And he sold Ted Bundy an aspirin the day before he was caught by the authorities.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Okay.
But that's about as cool
that's
as
all
we
you
get. That's all we got.
That's still kind of a cool story.
The Murphy claim to fame, baby. He saw Ted Bundy. He's like, you need an aspirin. And then he was arrested in Pensacola, Florida the day after.
So I've got Harry Houdini on my family tree. And also the dude that I told you guys about before that wrote all those themes for back in the day in the 70s.
Charles Fox,
who did Happy Days and Love Boat and all those.
What?
That's like
and he wrote Killing Me Softly.
That's right.
Are you kidding?
The Roberta Flack song that the Fugees redid.
Yeah, Cassie.
Every time Fugees plays, his uncle gets money.
That's true.
That's pretty insane.
Even though he's dead. Cassie, who's impressive on your family tree?
I'm claiming it by marriage because no one on mine, but Chad is related to George Bush, and one of his long ago ancestors started the Knights of the Templar in England.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. But I got no one. But not for long, because the Book of Death.
Yep.
They're going to be like, you know that crazy lady who started the Book of Death or the Deathly Hallows? I'm going to call it something weird. And they'll be like, she was on my family tree.
Bert, your uncle is not dead.
Oh, he's not?
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, again, so many estrangements. I have no idea where that guy is.
Would you like him to call in and wish you a happy retirement? Yes.
The Bert Show.
Man, I'm having a hard time thinking and talking today. Pride yesterday. Ain't as young as I used to be, people.
No, none of us are.
Really hazy today.
Is that why you're retiring?
Yes. Just to sleep. That's all. That's all I want to do is sleep. So we have an interesting history with Regis Philbin on this show. So the Burt Show's wrapping it up on October 24th. So we have been looking at different highlights from the Burt Show over the last 25 years. And a lot of you guys still don't know, because you hit me up over the weekend, that the podcast is still going on. In fact, there'll be new old content. So if you're like, what am I going to listen to? We got 25 years of history of the Burt Show for you guys to listen to.
Yeah, starting October 27th, we'll be releasing like highlights of the best of the Burt Show for the past quarter century on the podcast feed. If you listen in the app is going away. So go subscribe on Apple or Spotify. And then we'll also be launching a special fan community with our bonus content and like the full catalog, everything we can offer.
All right. Stress that again. The app is going away. The app is going away. And I got some people freaking out. Like, what do you mean the app is going away? Where do I go now? Well, to wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah, Apple and Spotify. Those are the ones I check out first.
Right. So with Regis Philbin here. So Tommy, this clip is me sort of giving a recap to other members on the staff of the relationship with Regis Philbin?
Well, that's kind of done in the beginning through a piece of production that kind of relives some of the moments of like him talking about you on the show. But then he's calling in because he had written a book and he was coming to town for book festival, the Jewish book festival that happens every year. It's about to happen again coming up. And so he came in. Jen Hobby, who was a co-host at the time, she was hosting it. And he was coming in, and he had just announced his retirement. So he was in his last year of retirement. And we talk about different things. Like, you had sent him a Dean Martin stand-up that he kept right there in his office.
Yeah, we had him on the show one time, and he was saying that he was a real admirer, really loved Dean Martin. So right after the show, I sent him this cardboard cutout, and he was so touched by it, he put it up in his office. So anytime you saw a picture of his office, it was there, and he talked about it.
And in this interview, he said he was going to take it home, and it would be at home with him.
There was another time where his voice was really hoarse, and he asked me on the air what he should take for it, and I told him, and he gave me a plug on his show for that also.
Wow.
Yeah. That's mentioned right here.
Is it?
At the beginning.
All right, Regis Philbin on the Burt Show.
I have to tell you this because it's going to happen, and the station needs to know, and Gilman needs to know, and we all need to know. But this will be my last year on this show.
Just early this morning, this guy Bert Weiss, who does a show in Atlanta on the radio, you know, he's a big kid at Atlanta radio, he sent this to me. He's going to stand right here.
Oh, isn't that nice? Hi, Dean.
So I talked to this guy, this radio host, Bert Weiss, in Atlanta today.
Yes.
And he tells me that he uses Throat Coat. We'll also meet our final woman of radio, Jen Hobby from the Bert Show down there in Atlanta.
We've got history with one Regis Philbin.
I would assume so.
BFFs with RP.
Good morning, Regis.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing down there?
Good. How are you today, sir?
How's my Jen doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I cannot wait to see you in a few weeks.
You know, Jen, if you have stayed here, maybe I might have hung on for a couple of more years.
Aren't you sweet?
So what am I going to do?
Is there any chance that Jen could be your replacement on the show?
Oh, sure.
Anytime.
Yeah, well, no, but Kelly has said that she is not going to limit this to men only. You know, there's plenty of time for Jen to get up here and sit down with Kelly and make it work.
I'd rather work with you, Regis.
Well, I appreciate that, Jen. How are things in Atlanta?
Things are great. Things are going well here, yeah. We can't wait to have you down to talk about the new book coming out. I'm excited to read this.
One of the first things I do after I sign off on November 18th is to be down there in Atlanta on the 20th for your Sunday book festival.
She's going to grill you with interview questions. I mean, she's going to make you cry. She's going to make you laugh.
Oh, my God. I know she's tough, this Jen. She's Jen tough. Hobby is all over the place.
Regis, I do want to hear more about the book, How I Got This Way. When did you decide to start writing it?
Well, you know, I started writing it about a year ago, maybe a little more than a year ago, but it was just about people that I've met along my road, you know, over the years, and meant something to me, and as a matter of fact, meant a great deal to me. And then all of a sudden, someone said, well, you know, you almost have a book here. So I thought about it, and I said, well, maybe you're right. So that's how it basically started, just writing little essays about people I had known over the years.
Hey, Regis, we know you're on very limited time today because you got to get onto that little TV show of yours.
Yeah.
But before you do, I kind of feel the need that Jeff here needs to cleanse his Regis karma because he and his parents, as you know, were in the studio audience last week and a terrible injustice was done.
What was that?
I'm asking for forgiveness on behalf of my parents because when they entered the studio and they received their numbers for the trivia contest.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody and then with a person, the at-home member, the viewer participates and then they get to pick a number. What is it, between 1 and 200-ish?
Something like that,
and
yeah.
They get a number. My parents had their number in their hand and when one of the production assistants on set or whatever came around and asked if anybody did not get a number, Jim and Donna raised their hand and took a second trivia number.
Oh, no!
Did they win?
They didn't win. But I felt that it was something that I should.
Sounds like you want to get a third and fourth. Yeah.
He felt terrible that they tried to cheat you after watching you for so many years.
Oh, no, don't be silly. That people do that all the time.
They're not so clever after all, are they?
Listen, who is. Now, let's see. You know, you've got the biggest staff in the history of radio.
Yes.
Don't tell
Bert,
anyone.
Yes,
who,
sir.
Am I talking to you, Bert?
Yeah, I'm here.
So you're the one who gave me this Dean Martin cutout.
Yeah, it sounds like you're playing some Dean in the background now, too, yeah?
I listen to Dean every morning. Every morning to make me feel good. I'm looking at Dean right now.
On your last day when you retire, are you going to be taking Dean with you, or is it going to stay there?
No, Dean comes home with me.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
But, you know, it's been a wonderful little gift, not a big gift. And when people come in here, I pull Dean out, and Dean poses with all of them. Yeah, no, it's great. It's a great idea. I can't thank you enough, Bert.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Have you allowed yourself to actually think of that very last day yet and what your last words are going to be or try to have the emotions wash over you now of what it's going to feel like on that last day?
Well, I don't know. No, I haven't thought about it too much. I tell you, I've been so busy. For example, today, I've got the show to do, and then I'm going over to do a commercial for TD Bank with Kelly, and then I've got to go down to the Plaza Hotel and receive a landmark of New York award.
Wow, cool.
And, they let me know last night that they are thinking they would like to have a poem or a song or something performed for them when you receive the award, and I just don't have the time. You know what I mean? I may bring Dean's picture along and let them look at that. But so it's been so busy around here, what I'm trying to say is that I really haven't thought about the last day and what I'm going to say and all that.
And how does Kelly feel about everything? Is she so sad?
Kelly gets happier every day.
Oh, she does.
What does that tell you? Oh, she's a bundle of dynamite. It's going to be her queendom.
She's going to bawl, and you're probably going to bawl that morning also, don't you think?
Don't be silly.
Cry. Cry like a little baby.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
As soon as the montage is.
Dean and I never cry.
Don't you know, Bert, there's no crying on television.
Well, listen, guys, thanks very, very much.
Thank you. All right, we'll be watching you, Regis.
Thanks,
thank you
guys.
For being
thanks
so nice to us all these years.
All righty. Bye-bye.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I was slightly concerned for all of us because I misunderstood the assignment by misreading the words that were on my calendar.
Oh, this is usually what everybody else on the show does. You're usually pretty good about this.
Well, mm-hmm. I'm cleaning up my schedule, my calendar for the week, right? Making sure I got like when I'm working out, who I'm having lunch with, taking Jimmy to a pumpkin patch on Wednesday, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, we have our Bert Show hang Thursday night. So we're going to have a Bert Show bonding, just the crew on air. We're all going to go out. And
it's
like,
more like a wake.
No, stop. I was about to say, I'm like bonding for what? To say goodbye. But I'm looking at the calendar and I'm like, why did Amy book us at a fight club? Like, why? Like, what do we need to get some? Are we fighting? I'm so because like the location got added. I didn't know where we were going because you wanted an activity, right? Like you didn't want us just to go out to dinner. Like you wanted us to do something.
Yeah, I don't
want to
just sit around a table, drink and eat and talk. Nah,
no.
Let's do something fun.
So we're doing fight club. But then I looked and I'm like, oh, there's an L in there. We're going to Flight Club.
This is the first I've heard of it also. What is Flight Club?
It's where we throw darts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's all like, right. And there's other games and stuff like that there too. But I got so, because I was like, I was making sure I had the right time. So I needed to put the time on my schedule. And then I looked at the calendar invite and I really thought it said Fight Club. I'm like, this is a bad idea.
My dumb ass was like, dang, he really likes traveling. I thought we'd go into like the Delta Sky Lounge at the airport or something. Like,
yeah, that's Flight Club. That's the only Flight Club I want to go to.
Right. You guys can't go in, but no. You'll escort me in.
I could probably wave to you from the tarmac before they tackle and arrest me.
And of course, in true KK fashion, I'm like, oh, it's not. I really was for a hot second concerned. I'm like, what the hell is Fight Club? And why are we doing this as our like last hurrah for the TBS hang? Then I realized it was Flight Club. So I did a little research and I'm like, oh, this is cool. Throwing darts, blah, blah, blah. Though pointy objects with a man that's like retiring and half of us are going to be out of a job might not be a good idea.
Unless Amy has some ulterior motive also, man.
We should all bring different photos of Bert and then see who can get the bullseye the quickest.
That is a genius idea.
That is kind
of
funny.
All right, so everybody on the show, bring a special photo of Bert and we will put those on the dartboards to throw at it.
Maybe we should dress up as different eras of Bert.
Oh, Lord. Like Bieber haircut era?
Bieber haircut Bert, divorced era Bert. You just come in looking hungover as all get out.
Yes, I was.
You can get Grandpa Bert in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that like
Sugar Daddy Bert.
Yeah, yeah. That's when you were dyeing your hair real black.
Oh, my God, it was so bad.
It was really bad.
How dare any of you guys for saying that looked good. For those of you that still do like me, though, thank you for calling in on the line and leaving all these really, really nice messages to offset these guys in studio.
Bert Show, I love you guys so much. I'm in Nashville. I started listening when I was 15 on my little iHeartRadio app and have been listening ever since. I'm 31 now. It's been over half my life and I truly don't know what I'm going to do, but I wish you all the best and thank you so much for all the laugh, comfort, and joy over the years. You will be greatly missed.
Hey, this is Lauren from Atlanta, and I've been listening since the very beginning. I love your show so much. I've really enjoyed listening to the different personalities over all the years, and I really just have enjoyed hearing about your lives, hearing you guys tell stories, and how it felt similar to mine. Kristen, I also have gone through IVF and now am a solo mama with a baby girl post-divorce, and following your IVF journey really convinced me to go for it. And coincidentally, I also listened to the episode where you talked about naming your child and how you wanted to recognize your dad and use the name James either way. And I actually kind of stole your idea and have wanted to name a child with my father's name, James. And I ended up with a baby girl who I named Juliet James. Totally stole that idea for the gender neutral name from you. You guys really just have been almost like supportive friends over the years who are very open-minded, have always had different topics that you've covered. So thanks so much for 25 years of enjoyment. Not sure what I'm going to do once you move on, but I'm excited for the future and to see where you all end up. And Bert, I wish you the best. I'm a total travel junkie. I've been sending you for years travel suggestions and we've gone back and forth on Instagram and I really appreciate your willingness to respond to your fans all these years. So good luck in your travels and best to you all. Thanks so much.
Hi guys, I'm Danny. I live in southern Minnesota and I listen via the podcast every day. When I'm not listening to the main show, I'm listening to Bonus. Who knew that a radio morning show from Georgia would become such a fixture in my life? I just wanted to say thank you for all the laughs and I wish you all nothing but the best. And I can't wait to listen to all the archived episodes once they're released. Congrats, guys.
All right, so once again, for those of you going, what am I going to listen to? Cass, tell them what they're going to listen to.
So we are in the process of digitizing the past 25 years of The Bert Show. We will be releasing the highlights on The Bert Show feed starting October 27th.
So there's going to be one free feed and one's going to be a paid feed?
Yeah, so we're going to do highlights on the regular Bert Show feed, so you'll have stuff every single day. But if you want to get your hands dirty and dive into all of the episodes that we can pull from the past 25 years, we're going to be starting a special fan community, and I'll have information on that at the end of this week.
And is it all going to be launched as like one long show or is it going to be segment by segment?
It will be both. So it'll be the segments and those will be edited into one long show. So you can listen however you've been listening.
All right, Rebecca, time for the letterbox game. What is the letterbox game?
It's Halloween. So
I want to play a game.
That was your real voice.
That was really bad, actually. I didn't workshop that before I came in. Sometimes I practice. Sometimes I want to play a game.
That's what you sound like before you take that lozenge.
Honestly, it is. It really is.
That lubes up your mouth.
So Letterboxd is the social media site for cinephiles like me who rate and review movies, but its biggest export is meme reviews. For example, the top review right now for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre simply says, "This happened to me once." That's so funny.
No, it's not.
What does it mean? Guys, that's funny.
Like
what?
I said, Rebecca, half the fun is watching you laugh at your own jokes.
That's the funniest thing you can say for like a horror movie. This happened to me once. That's funny.
Okay.
All right, guys.
What you have it?
Well, okay. These movies are going to be Halloween themed. I've pulled one line joke reviews for the most popular Halloween movies on Letterboxd. I want you guys to guess what the movie is based on three reviews, and each one will give you a better hint. And since you guys are wussies and never watch scary movies, I have some recommendations again to widen your cinematic palette. Abby, you should watch Bring Her Back, because you'll be back in Tampa quite soon. Kristen,
yes.
You should watch.
Are you laughing so you don't cry?
It's funny because I have a flight there in 2 weeks.
Kristen, you should watch Lights Out. The Studio of Fluorescence soon shall be.
Uh-huh. Nice job here.
And Bert, nope.
That's it. That's the name of a movie? Nope.
That's it. Just nope.
Oh, yeah. It's a great
Jordan
movie.
Peele. The Get Out guy.
Yeah, I don't watch his movies. They freak me out, man. Oh, they're not so much scary. It's just they're so suspenseful. I'm like, I don't need this.
Yeah, they're freaky. Okay, ready to play. Huh? The first movie. If it was me, I would have simply not gone crazy.
The Shining?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Kristen.
Wow.
Kristen.
I think Jack Nicholson's character, he was just, he went crazy.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm getting zero right today because my mind is still trying to filter out the Delta 9 from yesterday.
You had a good time at Pride?
I can't get it out of my head.
That's fair. Well, next one is Reefer Madness. Just kidding. It's not. That's not a scary movie. Okay, Good for Her, the movie.
Good for her, the movie.
Good for her.
Oh, so it must be a woman who got revenge.
John Tucker Must Die?
No.
That's not a horror film.
Well, it is if you're John Tucker.
Good for her.
Yes.
The Notebook. That's my horror film.
She gets Alzheimer's in the end.
Oh, I just meant marrying a poor guy.
Bless.
All right, give us a second hint.
Matilda took a dark turn.
Matilda?
So it's a little kid, a girl.
She moves stuff with her mind, maybe?
Ooh.
Not Carrie. It's littler than that.
Yeah. Oh, no. Smaller. I would think Carrie.
Carrie?
It's Carrie.
Oh, no.
Good job, Bert. You got one.
You did it.
Wow. It's a Delta 9 rebound.
Good job.
I was trying to talk you out of it, too.
Of course, Gen Z loves it. She has blue hair and pronouns.
Blue hair and pronouns.
Blue hair and pronouns. Thing one and thing two?
No.
They are non-binary.
They are. They really are.
Is it a recent movie or an older one?
It's. I wouldn't call it old. It's definitely a cult classic.
Literally, I have children, so while you're like blue hair, I'm like, Monsters, Inc., it's Sully.
Child neglect, but make it family friendly.
Child neglect.
Now I want to say
Mommy
Monsters,
dearest.
Inc.
Yeah.
No.
Blue hair.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I'm blue.
I thought you'd get this, Abby. For some reason, I think I've heard you say you like this movie, but I may be wrong.
She's got blue
Monster
hair.
High?
No.
Oh, Halloween Town.
No.
I love that movie.
Okay, finally, Other Mother Has a Dumper.
Other Mother Has a Dumper?
Oh, you've never seen this movie, Len. Has no one seen Coraline?
No.
Oh, I did.
Oh, yeah.
Way back. Yep.
Yep.
All right. Big shout out to my parents who showed me this movie that set me up as a child to be existentially terrified of death as an adult.
Sixth Sense.
No.
That's what I was thinking.
Final Destination.
Oh, ooh. They.
No.
That movie terrifies me still to this day. I hate it. They marked them as kids and came back when they were in their mid-20s to harvest them to eat, and she gets trapped in an alternate dimension.
That's spooky.
Okay.
The people who made this movie knew exactly what they were doing when they showed the main character as a human. My little 9-year-old ass was interested.
Is this that really old school one, like Monsters Under the Bed? He gets pulled out of the bed or the closet and is in an alternate world?
I would call it vintage. It's definitely vintage. It's family friendly. You saw it as a kid and you probably never watched it again. No. Is a ghost saying, can I keep you?
Casper!
Yay!
The easiest one.
What was the first clue, though?
Big shout out to my parents who showed me this movie that set me up as a child to be existentially terrified of death as an adult. Yeah, do you remember Human Casper? He was like, Human Casper was really hot.
Devin Sawa.
Really?
He has a name, people.
I didn't know that.
Oh my God.
Say his name.
Same guy who's in Final Destination.
He was the hottest nine-year-old.
I am, because it means I'm old. If they don't know like Jonathan Taylor Thomas and Devin Sawa, who's really funny on Twitter, by the way.
Okay, still trying to figure out how he can sit on chairs.
Still trying to figure out how he can sit on chairs. Does he have a tail?
Going back to Other Mother Has a Big Dumper.
Other Mother Has a Big Dumper.
Coraline Part 2.
No. I hope Whoopi Goldberg's back is okay after
ghost.
She carries
ghost.
It is ghost.
Okay.
Good job.
One more here.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, because he would just, like, if he sat on a chair, he'd just go right through it because he's a ghost.
Yes, exactly.
I got it.
You got it. Okay, final movie. Armie Hammer's Dream Family. Am I right?
Fresh.
No, that's a good one, though. Good guess.
Okay, they eat people.
Has something to do with cannibalism.
Nothing but love and respect for the original Scream Queen.
Who's the original Scream Queen?
The Activia lady.
The who?
Jamie Lee Curtis. Is it like Amityville Horror?
I think I still have the fumes from the generator in my head.
I'm like, I love that you refer to her as the diarrhea yogurt.
Activia. She needs to be a little bit more regular.
Hall of Fame career is down to that.
The Activia commercials are a horror film.
That is true. Surprised the villain hasn't been caught yet, considering he uses the loudest effing weapon in human existence.
Texas Halloween? Chainsaw Massacre?
It's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
People, come on.
The Burt Show.
All right, Abby, take it from here. You're going to make Mikey jump through a couple of hoops here.
I have something Messy Mikey wants. Messy Mikey has an affinity for the worst country music type possible.
He likes old school
country music.
You've never heard a song.
You might want to show me a little respect, Mikey, because I have something that you need and that you are hoping for and that you are looking for, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to receive it. Okay.
All right. When we're talking old school, because everybody here is like a different generation. Like for you, is this like outlaw country or is this like 90s country?
It is not 90s country. It starts at like Bob Wills in the 40s and the 50s. And then it goes up through the outlaw movement in the 70s and the 60s, the Merle Haggards, Bakersfield Beat, all that kind of stuff.
Waylon Jennings. Hank.
Willie Nelson. Okay. Downs Van Zandt.
He likes the oldies. And he mentioned on air last week that he loves the SiriusXM show Willie's Roadhouse, which features Willie Nelson's classic country music on SiriusXM alongside other music from the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. At least that's what Google is saying right now. That's what I'm reading off of.
That's great.
I think when he was telling us about the show or these shows, I was asking him, like, what is it you want to do after the Burt Show, man? Because nobody in here had any idea at all. And you threw that out there and none of us had any idea what it was.
So he mentioned that he would love to work for Willie's Roadhouse. And I was like, well, funny you should mention that, Michael Jonathan Wakefield, because I happen to have a contact. One of my only contacts in radio is at SiriusXM in the country umbrella.
Yes, her best connection in radio isn't even radio.
It's satellite radio. And so I was like, you know, I really should give Mikey this contact information since we're all going to be unemployed next week. And I thought I would do something generous by giving it to you. But then I thought, I'm not entirely convinced Mikey respects me or even likes me most days. So
let's confirm or deny that. Mikey, do you like her and respect her most days?
Depends on the day, I'd say. I can't give you a 50-50. I don't know what the percentage is, but yeah, sometimes she's my friend though.
He waffles. I'm always your friend. You are not always my friend though. And so I thought, if I'm going to give him this valuable piece of contact information that only the insiders in the radio industry have, I'm going to make you work for it a little bit.
Is this a phone number that is impossible to just look up on Google?
You won't be able to find this person's contact information on the Google.
Okay.
Or ChatGPT.
They're secret?
I love how you're claiming that you're Mikey's friend, but you're withholding this information.
Yeah, I know. This is really crazy. She's claimed to be my mentor before. And this is what mentors do?
I am your mentor. Well, I was before you decided to not like me anymore.
I don't think you're allowed to tell somebody that you are their mentor.
I know.
I am your mentor.
I give you so much unsolicited advice.
I heard her say that the other day. I was like, what?
I'm your unsolicited mentor. Absolutely. Yeah. I've started this entire family.
I think I choose my mentor. Hey, I don't think you just get to claim me.
She's not the mentor you wanted, but she's the mentor you need.
At least right now.
At least right now.
I guess so.
So if you want the contact information and a letter of recommendation from yours truly, I'm going to give you 5 tasks to complete this week.
Wait, we're not exactly even sure who your contact is. You're saying that you have one.
I have a contact.
But, I mean, he doesn't even know who your golden egg is.
How do we know that this is real? Can somebody fact check?
I will tell you when we get off the air. You can Google who this person is. I will show you a part of the email address to show that I'm not just BSing you, to show that you are working for a real contact information that could get you your dream job.
Well, if you give him the name, he can look it up.
That's what I'm saying.
Then I will tell Bert, and then Bert will confirm it.
There you go.
Okay. Is that fair enough?
What is this person's position?
VP of blah, blah, blah at SiriusXM Country.
Ooh. That sounds up there, man.
That's a big deal.
That's fancy.
This person makes the decisions, and I know I got it from somebody who was very close with this person.
Wait, so you don't know this person?
No, I am close by association.
This sounds like a horrible contact. This guy has no idea who you are.
Abby, is your associate Dr. Google?
Dr. Chief.
Now, to Abby's credit, there are some times where, like, just being a friend of a friend can get a door open for you. So I will give you that credit.
Hey, I have my hand on the doorknob, and Mikey doesn't even know where the door is. So I'm telling you, I'm going to put your hand on the doorknob. I'm going to show you where the door is, and then I'm going to put your hand on the doorknob so you can open that door.
It does.
Now you sound like a good mentor.
See?
It does give you the opportunity to be part of your dream job, though.
That is true.
Okay, so I'm going to give you your first task. You will receive a new task every day, and if you complete all 5, as though you are Harry Potter collecting all 5 final Horcruxes, you will then get to defeat Voldemort.
What kind of cruxes?
Horcruxes?
Horcrux, it's like... It's a really big thing in the Harry Potter books.
Basically, you have to collect all the Infinity Stones. Defeat Thanos.
Let me just get this straight. I got to grovel at your feet for a couple of days, and then you'll give me this phone number. I'm in. Hit me with my first task.
It's a dream job. It's working. Sounds like a fair thing to me.
I feel like it's very fair. Okay, so your first task, since if you will be working at SiriusXM, they need to know that you have good music taste. So I feel like a way to show that you have appreciation for your unsolicited mentor and for the music industry, I would like for you to create a playlist for me of songs that you think that I will enjoy. You have to curate the playlist, and then you have to defend your thesis on why you think all these songs will fit my current mood.
These would be his country, him selling you on his country genre?
Just choose whatever songs you think I'm going to appreciate in the moment. It can be country, it can be rap, it can be R&B, just whatever you think fits me in this current moment in time.
No Taylor Swift, though.
No, of course not. That's the most exciting assignment I've ever got. I've always wanted to make someone a playlist. I'm burning it into a CD.
Are you understanding what she's asking?
Give her songs that I think she's going to like. And I'm not going to just like pick popular songs. I'm going to pick quality, good stuff that you probably don't know, but you're going to enjoy.
There we go. And come on, SiriusXM.
I'll be able to defend them all day long.
So there's your first task, Padawan.
So tomorrow morning he's supposed to come in with this list, this playlist that is going to wow Abby. And if it doesn't, no connection.
No connection.
What do you want, 10 songs?
Yeah, why don't you give me 10 songs? Top 10.
All right, I gotcha. Will do. Done do.
Willie's Roadhouse, here it comes.
It's very hard to turn down a mentor, man.
Your unsolicited mentor.
I don't like it when she talks like this.
Last time I checked, your mentors don't make you jump through hoops to get information.
And they don't tell you that they are your mentors.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.